What is up, guys? So this time around, it's just me, myself, and I once again. I think earlier this year, I did I think it was episode 50 or 51, which was the first time interviewing myself or having myself on my podcast, which seems a little bit weird at first. I shared a lot of the updates, and I felt like I needed to showcase what it is that I'm doing as well, along with some of the other people that I have on. I love showcasing what other people are doing and helping them promote their goals and, you know, their business model and kind of their mission and values and purpose. But I took a step back and I shared a lot of what I was what I had going on. So now, to bring you guys up to speed where I left off last time, I talked about the course that I was doing, which I completed. So now I have the course available to real estate professionals, mainly realtors, because that's how the whole ADU Play course came about. So if it's your first time listening to this episode, I talked about creating a course for realtors about how to become an ADU expert in their local market. And finally rolled out with that. And I've had a couple students who I've been connecting with and getting a lot of good feedback. The course came about from just a lot of realtors reaching out, and it was just a collective of information and questions and wants and needs, packaged it up together, and now it's available to you guys. So if you guys want that, I am offering a 30% off code to the first 100 students who want to join. And then eventually the goal is to create courses in different states and become that go-to resource, no matter where you're looking to buy or build an ADU. You come to me and I connect you with those right people that have been highly vetted. Another thing that I shared, I think, was the meetups and the real estate stuff that I have going on. One of the dope projects that I have right now is I was honored to be part of an opportunity, which is a 40-acre ranch deal. And this deal came about from one of my previous meetups that I had. So I had a meetup in San Diego, Old Town San Diego, about a year and a half ago. Or two now, and a couple of the speakers that I had on the panel ended up coming together after the event. We all came together, and this deal came about, which is this Guardian Ranch resort style type of project that we have going on. It's 40 acres sitting in the outskirts of San Diego in Escondido, for those of you who are hyper local and kind of know that area. This ranch is a really cool project that I'm a part of, and we're having our first meetup May 18th and May 19th. On the 18th, which is on a Saturday, from 12 to 5, I'm having a couple speakers who are going to come and share their knowledge, two of which are also investors at the ranch, being Adam Stone and Rafa Loza, who I've also had on the podcast before. If you guys scroll back through my other episodes, you'll see that I had them as a guest speaker. Just don't judge my background, like my physical background at that time, which was interesting because, man, it was just part of the journey for real in becoming a podcast host. I was learning as I went. And that's kind of what you have to do, right? You have to take action, do the things, and then learn and make certain tweaks along the way. So now I've come a long way from that. And so has the evolution of the meetups, and which is why I'm so inspired to do this meetup, this first meetup at the ranch, because it came from a previous meetup. And that shows how intentional I am with the people that I surround myself with and the people that I attract to these types of events. So I really encourage you guys also to join on Saturday, May 18th, for the day event. Now, I do have a 2.0 session, which is a VIP mastermind happening Saturday night, May 18th, staying overnight at the ranch. So you'll have the opportunity to stay overnight and get an exclusive tour, exclusive intimate setting with a couple other investors or real estate professionals who also want to share space with you. And we are limiting that to about 15 to 20 investors who will be staying at the ranch with us. There's also a very small fee for the value that we're providing, because for that master event, we are having a dinner on Saturday night. You get to stay overnight at the ranch. Sunday morning, you'll have a light breakfast and then brunch with some of the speakers, some of the other investors. And like I said, overall, super intentional. gathering. And being that it's our first one at the ranch, I'm just very excited to see who's going to be the first group of people to come through. Now, as far as the ranch, what's going on there and like what's the whole hype about? We're doing a lot of things there, from pickleball courts to we just recently got the pool renderings for that, building a couple ADUs to some of the properties that are currently there, some Airbnbs, some glamping, a lot of cool stuff happening and a lot of dope experiences that we're going to create in this ranch style type of resort. And so a lot of development opportunity, a lot of good ideas with good people, and just a lot of fun overall. I think that's what inspires me the most to be a part of this. And one of the things I've been doing a lot more this year is also being super intentional with my time and energy and what I say yes to. I think we're all guilty of saying yes to a lot of things and not just being afraid of saying no. And this is one of the projects that really excites me. So I've had to say no to a lot of other things to focus on this, because this is where I want to spend my time and energy. And so if you want to be part of that mastermind, hit me up. I want to have a conversation with you before you sign up. Make sure that we're all on the same page and that we give you the best experience at the ranch. I will be sharing a lot of updates as things move along, and a lot of my time and energy will be spent on that, along with everything else that I have going on, right? So I still have my real estate team that helps you transact in residential or multifamily. I do the consulting for the ADUs. I do the management, so I help you manage your ADU if you're looking for management. Same goes for multifamily. And same goes for the meetups and collaboration with a lot of the people who I've had on the podcast, going to have on the podcast, or on social media. So if this sounds like somebody who you think I should have on the podcast, I would greatly appreciate if you can message me. You can either text me or shoot me an Instagram. I am looking for more people who either have some sort of niche in the real estate field or are an ADU expert in their market. And it doesn't necessarily have to be California, so it can be anywhere. I want to connect with more hyperlocal contractors, architects, builders, developers, anybody who's pro-housing nationwide. I'd love to connect with them. Maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody you know, but whoever that is, I'd greatly appreciate you connecting me with them. And cheers to maybe another 50 episodes or however long this journey lasts. It's been quite a journey, and I've had a lot of fun doing it. I do have another podcast that's more on the personal side. It's called Dope Synergies. If you look it up on my Instagram or my YouTube, you can, or our actual YouTube channel, you can check that out and get to know me on a more personal level. So this was a very short episode. I think one of the shortest ones I've done ever. But it's a very intentional one, a very sharp one, with a lot of information that I just felt the need to come on here and share it with you guys. So I hope to see you all at the event May 18th, May 19th. I'll go ahead and add the Eventbrite link. Or you can go to adumeetups.com and see everything there. Or go to stepcellsadu.com. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much.